Hubert. He was wounded the day before Billy was...
March 15th.
March 15th. Mm-hmm. So he would have been, I guess, crossing the Rhine. Or he was in a different area.
He was all around the Rhine. And
yeah, was it near Coblenz?
I've got him mixed up now, and I haven't read
he was there. Letters.
But I haven't read on that Remagen or whatever bridge and around that vicinity.
And is that where he was wounded, around that bridge?
I don't know. I'd have to look at his letter.
Okay, well, another time. Uh-huh. But what has he told you about that? You said he had...
Well, in some of the letters, yeah, he would mention about it after it was over, a good while after it was over. He would write little, you know, a little history of it or a little, just tell us about where he had been and like that. But it was quite a bit of it. But I had
we still had shrapnel in his neck.
Yeah, I told him that this morning.
He had a real bad knee.
And when he came back, he went back to school and became a GPA?
Mm-hmm. He went to a local, where we, business college, where we graduated from. And he went there, and then he wanted to further his education, so he went to Ben Franklin University in D.C. and took three years. Mm-hmm. And then after he got received his CPA, went back and studied tax law.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was certified in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Uh-huh. And he had his own business. And then,
he retired at 55.
Yeah, he was 55 when he retired in December of 79. Mm-hmm. And got sick. Well, he was doctoring all the time with high blood pressure,
uh-huh.
and they couldn't seem to regulate it or get it down. And in February, found out he had cancer. In 5 weeks, he's gone. He had surgery, and he took chemo for several weeks.
Uh-huh.
On his third treatment, I think. But,
now, you had said that you traced your ancestry back.
Blair did.
Blair did back to
great grandfather.
Uh-huh. Well, where was he from?
Germany. Germany.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, was this a Zirkel or a wolf? A wolf. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Blair had two streets back way back to Ettenberg, Germany.
Ettenberg?
I-T-T-E-N.
Uh-huh. And this was your great grandfather Wolf.
Yeah. You back already?
Yeah.
You didn't preach long.
We're still at it. And where did he settle in this area?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He owned quite a bit of land here. Quite a bit of land.
Oh, Wolf?
Wolf.
Uh-huh. Now,
we haven't gotten into it too far yet. We haven't put it all together yet. I'm trying to.
Did you have any ancestors who fought in the Civil War? Or?
Oh, yeah. And our great. Oh, gosh.
Probably great.
Fought the Indians.
Really?
She fought the Indians off down here near Woodstock.
She fought? This was
she fought the Indians.
They were attacking her family.
With her. They killed her husband and her brother. And she had two little children. And she killed one with an axe.
No.
Yeah, that's history.
This is your great grandmother?
No.
Aunt?
Aunt.
Uh-huh.
I have the story written.
Yes?
Yeah, it's written. I mean, actually, it's the document.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. What was her name?
I had no idea. I don't have an account of that.
Okay, well, you know, maybe you can find
it. You told me about it, that she fought them off. Oh, we said, boy, she's a little wicked thing. She fought them off. But she did. She did protect her children. It's actually, it happened. I mean, they say it happened. It's a story.
Uh-huh.
So I guess it did.